starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Your four-leaf clover, that's good.
Yeah, that's the best thing I got.
We're supposed to bury our most valuable possessions, or else it won't work.
What won't work?
Don't you listen to nothing. The Blood Brother Pact.
What happens after you bury it?
We leave it there forever and ever. If you dig it up, then the pact is broken.
Why can't I bury my peach pits?
Because they're not valuable. Now look, Porky, if you don't want to be a blood brother, you can...
Okay.
All right, now give me your hand. Now join fingers. Now say, I swear to be true and faithful to my blood brother, Jeff Miller, and I'll say Porky Broccoli. Go.
I swear to be true and faithful to my blood brother, Jeffy Miller.
There. Now all we gotta do is dig a hole. Please, Mom, Gramps, please let us build a tree house.
My mom won't let me unless you do.
What do you think, Dad?
Well, the way I look at it, every boy ought to have something that he can call his own. I always had a tree house when I was a boy.
You see, Mom?
Well, all right, if you promise to be careful.
Oh, thanks!
Oh, my. But I'm holding you responsible.
Me?
Yes. You've got to help them build it and make sure it's safe.
Please, Mr. Miller.
You too, eh? Oh, all right.
Yay!
Got enough stuff here to build a fort.
Come on, Lassie, you got our lunch.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry. Come on, Pokey.
Hey, why isn't Pokey carrying anything?
He's lucky he can even carry himself.
Well, he didn't sleep very good last night.
It's swell, Gramps.
Not bad, if I do say so myself.
Boy, I'll bet nobody's ever had such a beautiful treehouse. Nobody in the whole world.
Well, I don't know about that, but she's good and solid.
Let's go up. I want to see the inside again.
Well, now take your time. Don't go breaking your necks the first day.
Come on up, Gramps.
No, I've seen it once. Once is enough. Getting a little too old for treehouses.
Sure is swell up here.
Yeah.
You want to come up, girl? All right, get in the elevator. You too, Pokey. They can't get in together.
I know it.
Well, don't help her, Gramps. She's got to learn to do it by herself. Get in, girl.
All away.
Come on, Pokey, you're next. Hold it. Come on, Lassie. Come on.
Gramps had better put him in till he gets used to it.
Yeah.
Will you put him in, please, Mr. Miller?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to make me carry, are you?
All right. Come on, Poopy. That's a boy. Come on.
Here we go. Here you get now. There you are. That's good. Hey, come here. Get in there, will you? Stay in there now. Now sit there. All right, go ahead. Get in there now. Take it easy. See you there now. Easy. Easy now.
That's a good dog.
I don't know how you're going to get him down, but I won't be here to see it. My nerves won't stand it. Oh, and you'll be sure and get home for supper time.
We will.
Pokey, he's going over!
Pokey! Gosh! Gee.
Oh, what's this going to end in?
But why, Mom? Just give me one good reason.
Well, the best reason I can think of is that people do not sleep in trees. Birds do, monkeys do.
But we're not going to sleep in a tree. We're going to sleep in a tree house. Well, there's a difference. I'll bet Gramps slept in his tree house when he was a boy. Didn't you, Gramps?
You want me to answer that?
Well, I...
Did you, Gramps?
Well, as long as you've made an issue of it.
Well, the only issue is you're trying to make a baby of him. He's going on 12, and if you don't know how to take care of himself now, it's high time he learned. Sure, I slept in my treehouse. Slept there a whole week once.
Oh, all right.
Can I call Porky?
Have you finished?
Hello, Jenny? Would you ring the Brockways for me, please? Here.
Yeah.
You got Pokey tied off good so he won't fall off the balcony?
Yeah, he can't get out of this one.
Boy, I'm tired. Me too. You okay?
Yeah, swell. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for what?
And for thinking of a treehouse and making me a blood brother.
Oh, that's okay. Good night.
Good night.
Doggy.
kind of dog is coming loose?
Well, I don't care. I want to sleep, and I can't sleep with him howling. Take him down, tie him to a tree.
I will not.
We can't stay up here.
Then neither can Lassie.
Well, Lassie doesn't howl. Anyway, she helped carry things and ran errands while he was sleeping.
This is half my treehouse, and he's my dog. So it's half his, too.
Well, the tree's on my land, so it's my tree. Get him out of my tree.
You mean that?
You bet I mean it.
Come on, Pokey. You just wait. I'll get even with you.
So he took Pokey and went home.
In the middle of the night?
I don't know if it was the middle, but it was night.
Well, now, do you think you did the right thing?
Gosh, I couldn't sleep with that crazy hound of his howling.
Well, hounds have a way of howling at the moon.
Oh, gosh, all I did was tell him to take him down and tie him to a tree. He didn't have to get sore and say that Lassie had to go down too, did he?
Well, now, as I understand it, you two were partners. You made a pact. Partners are supposed to share things, good and bad. It wasn't Porky's fault that his dog howled, as Gramps just told you. Hounds sometimes do howl at the moon.
Oh, I know, but...
Frankly, I think you owe Porky an apology.
An apology? What for?
You've been friends a long time.
Real friends are hard to come by, Jeff. Why don't you call Porky up and tell him you're sorry? Treehouse won't be any fun alone.
Well, okay. Well, Jenny, this is Jeff Miller. Well, fine, thanks. Would you ring the Brockways for me, please? What'll I say?
Well, just tell him you're sorry and ask him to come over.
Hello, Ms. Brockway. This is Jeff Miller. Could I talk to Porky, please? Huh? Oh, just a minute. Porky didn't come home last night.
Hello, Birdie? No, dear, nothing's happened. It's just the boys had a little spat and... Jeff, run down to the treehouse and see if Porky's there.
Hurry. Come on, Lassie.
Enough.
I didn't do it, Pop. Honest, I didn't.
Then what'd you run away for when I called you?
I had a reason.
What reason?
It's for me to know and you to find out.
Oh, now we're not getting anywhere this way.
Now, there's just one thing I want to know, young man, and I want to know it right now. You didn't come home last night. If you weren't in the treehouse, where were you? Well...
I was here.
Where?
I slept in the barn.
Why? Why didn't you come home?
Because I didn't want to have to tell you that me and Jeff had a fight. I was ashamed.
And what were you doing at the treehouse this morning?
I went there to dig up my four-leaf clover. I was going to break the pact, but then I didn't. I still wanted to be blood brothers. I wasn't coming down the ladder like Jeff thinks. I was starting up.
I believe you, son. And I guess there's just no way to prove it to Jeff.
I can't help what I saw.
Please understand, Jeff. I know exactly how you feel. I do. But I also know that in spite of the way things look, you must have faith in your friends. And Porky is your friend.
Who else could have done it? Nobody knew about the treehouse but Porky and me. He said he'd get even. I want to believe that he didn't do it, but I saw him.
You didn't actually see him do it, dear. You saw him on the ladder.
Why'd he run away when I called him?
Well, I don't know. He may have been frightened, or maybe he thought you were still angry at him. After all, you did order him off of your land. But no matter why he ran away, don't you think that the word of a blood brother is worth more than just a suspicion? Please try to get some sleep, dear. Maybe things will look better tomorrow. Shall I put out the lights?
Yes, please.
Good night, darling.
Good night, Mom.
Well?
Oh, dear, a mixed-up little boy. He wants so desperately to believe that Porky didn't do it, and yet he can't find any other explanation for it.
You want to know something? Neither can I.
If it were Higgy, I could understand his lying about it, but not Porky. You saw him standing here, tears rolling down his cheeks. You heard him say that he didn't dig up his four-leaf clover because he still wanted to be blood brothers with Jeff.
Well, somebody had to do it, and he had the best reason.
Well, it's too bad. I feel sorry for Jeff and for Porky. But they'll have to work it out for themselves.
What's the matter?
Something wrong yet?
I don't know. Lassie started barking, then she jumped out the window and headed for the woods.
Well, I'll go down and take a look.
Well, I'll go with you. Just let me get my jeans and sneakers on.
Oh, I don't like the idea of either of you tramping around through the woods this time of night.
Well, there's nothing there at night that ain't there in the daytime.
Well, I'm going with you. You wear your jacket, Jeff. I'll get a sweater.
Yes, suit yourself.
I think it's someone at the treehouse, Gramps. Gosh, I sure hope it isn't Porky busting it all up again.
Hurry up.
Glad that it wasn't Porky. Now I know, and I can believe him.
Well, that's fine, but there'll be no more treehouse.
Why not?
That's why not.
Boy, are we lucky that bear got loose from a carnival and wasn't a wild one. If he was a wild one, Mom would have never let us sleep up here again. Jeff, are we going to sleep up here tonight?
Sure.
Is there going to be a moon tonight?
Yeah, tonight it's full. Let's ride this down the elevator.
Wait a minute, Jeff. What if Pokey starts howling again?
Let him howl. I got a whole bunch of cotton. If he starts howling, all we got to do is stuff it in our ears. We won't hear a thing. When you're blood brothers and you make a pact, you got to take the good with the bad.
Mm-hmm.